I had a man come up to me, a very famous man. Almost everybody probably would have heard of him, a businessman. I saw him about 2 weeks ago. He said to me, could I ask you, I never even liked him very much, to be honest, but he did say it. He said, could I speak to you for a second? Yeah. Mr. President, I'd like to ask you one question. How do you take it? I said, take what? How do you take the abuse? How do you wake up in the morning and put on your clothing? How do you put on a shirt? Every single day there, if that ever happened to me, I think I wouldn't know what to do. I say, well then, don't go into politics, but don't go into politics where you're going to make America great again, because you have a lot of people that don't want to see our country be great. It's hard to believe. But he did ask me that question. I have that question. That's one of the most often asked questions that I get, Wesley. How do you do it? How do you do it? How do you get up in the morning? And I don't like it because it's such a negative thought. I'll start thinking about it. I don't want to think about it. Because if I think about it too much, I'll probably start agreeing with him. But I'm never going to do that. But I've had, and I've borne all of this willingly. And I watched other people run for office. I mean, Mike Bloomberg spent $2.5 billion. He never got past the first question, right? So. But I do it again because I love you and I love our country. Thank you.
President Trump, right, everybody? Everybody loves President Trump. Who would do such a thing? He bears it willingly for us. What in the world? What are we witnessing, you guys? Hey there, patriots. I'm Melissa Red Pill the World. I'm so glad that you are here today. So thank you. Make sure you give the thumbs up and the like and the share. Thank you for sharing all this so we can get the good news out. If you're new here, we look at the current events in the light of God's word. So we're going to talk today about Iran, what's going on with Iran, what's going on with Israel, and, you know, in the light of God's word, because what we're experiencing, I can't get away from this truth. It's biblical. This is the message the Lord has given me and for us as the battalion to get this truth out. So thank you so much for joining and sharing and liking, because that helps it to reach more people. And, if you can help me, go on to the YouTube, wherever we post it, go on to all of those channels. We actually have a YouTube channel now, Melissa Red Pill over there. And we've got it on BitChute. We have all of our social media. If you want to find out the real Melly, go to freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. If you're new, I have videos here, 1,000 videos about how this is biblical. You can research anything you want to research about end times, and it's really good news. It's not scary. We're not leaving. We're going to have 1,000 years of peace on earth as it is in heaven, and these are the books that I have written. I'm actually really, really close, you guys, to completing the study guide, so that we've been doing the study guide, and we're going to soon have the book so you guys can do that yourselves with a small group study and break it down. And so you'll really it'll help you to piece it together. So I'm this close. It'll probably still be a month before it's actually online and available. So, but we do have the videos right over here under videos, categories. Just look up study guide, small group study. All right, let's get started. We've got so much to do. Here's where the audiobooks are too, right here, audiobooks. And you can also get them on Kindle if you have that. The Iranian president is dead. This is huge. One of my dearest friends is from Iran. She's had to move here because it was so awful. And he's dead. She didn't even know about it. I texted her, I said, what do you think about this? She said, what do you mean? I texted her. She said, you have completely made her day. She's so happy. I mean, she has cried bitter tears for years because of this evil man, So it's very complicated. It's very confusing. I'm hoping that I can shed a little bit of light on it. I'm not, I haven't pieced all the puzzle pieces together, but I hope this is going to be helpful. But one thing we know for sure, the Iranian president Raisi is dead. And what we really do believe from the board is that Iran has been controlled by the C blank A. Of course, they've controlled every country. They've hijacked every country. They've done coup d'etats. When you get that piece of the puzzle, that's a big piece. That's a big, big piece. Things start to come together when you realize that. And so he was an operative for them. All right. So here are the people rejoicing in the streets, lighting up fireworks. We've been praying for Iran for so long so that they can be free. There's a whole movement called Free Iran, and we've just been praying for them and working toward them. And so this is what I want you guys to see. The post on the board, this was from April 23rd, 2018, way, way, way back. And back in December 2017, is when North Korea was set free. If you remember, and I've gone over this before, but I'll go over it again, especially for the new people. You remember North Korea was supposed to be the nuclear boogeyman, the nuclear threat. We're going to have nuclear war. You know, I'm working with the youth, and they're like, we're going to have nuclear war. Everybody's hair is on fire. And I was just telling them, look, God is in control, not to worry. And so anyway, literally days later, North Korea was set free. Remember how quickly it happened? It's like, what happened? All of a sudden, we're sending back the war dead. We're not going to have nuclear war. President Trump is going across the line. We're going to go to the Olympics. I mean, it changed that quick. Remember that? And it says on the board, there was a post on the board from April 23rd, 2018, Iran is next. It's talking about setting them free from the C blank A, just like North Korea was set free. Does everybody know that? Yeah. Oh, someone said Schwab. Well, I don't know. Maybe he's dead. Either way, he's not on the World Economic Forum. So, yay. Everybody being removed from power, from these positions of authority. That's where we're headed. That's the whole point of end times and 1,000 years of peace, that we will rule and reign with him, that we will have righteous people in these positions of authority instead of these evil creeps. Anyway, but back to Iran. It said that Iran would be next and they would be set free from these criminals that had hijacked, taken over their country and using it for their evil purposes. And they do all these things where they get one, pit one against the other, and they use it for a nuclear boogeyman because they couldn't use North Korea anymore. Okay, so look at a couple of posts here, and I'm going to just a couple of the lines that I just really want to focus on. One says, think NK, as in North Korea. Who controls the money? Who really controls the money? So, again, so many of these posts make you realize this is, they may think they're doing certain things and they may feel like that they're in control, and it's very highly strategic, like a gigantic 4D chess game. But really the ones who control the money is Trump and the White Hats. There's no doubt about it. It was told on the board they would never give our country back to these criminals once he took power. And this is the point. He's taken power and he has not relinquished it. That's just all there is to it. This is a military operation, and it doesn't matter who what they think or who, all the things that are going on behind the scene, because the bottom line is this is being handled step by step by step. I mentioned this the other day, that this was the 33rd day of Omer. Right when I went on Sunday morning, I was like, this news had just broken on Sunday morning, and I had just posted the night before that even though we are following the lunar calendar, they are, the Chabad, whatever this group is, they follow this other calendar. It's very complicated. I'm not going to go into it, but the point is they think it's the 33rd day of Omer. And I was thinking, on Saturday, I'm wondering what is going to happen. What is going to happen on this 33rd day of Omer? Huge, gigantic, gigantic, really big. What's a bigger word than gigantic? Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, Ricey tweeted he had information on Hillary Clinton. I don't know. It would really be nice to know what really, really happened. What I'm wanting to look at is you know, what's going on? Did they just remove him from the chessboard? Because this whole cockamamie baloney about, oh, we can't find him. They know to announce, you know what, where someone is any time of the day. Just like on your phone, they know exactly where you are. They can pinpoint you within 2 inches of where you are. Same thing with this. There was no way that they didn't know where it was. That's ridiculous. Whatever. So, either way, whether that he was removed from the board and he's truly dead, either way, he's out of power. He's out of power. And so who's really now controlling Iran? That's the point. This is the point. All the other stuff, to be honest, whether he's dead or alive or whatever he has or doesn't have, we have it all. President Trump has it all. And the issue is, I want to focus on, you know, us being able to do this next gigantic move that we've literally been waiting for since April of 2018. Okay, this is huge. It's this big that we're finally getting to this point. Now, who's going to be put in power? Who's going to, you know, be the figurehead there? We're going to watch and see. Trust me, it's all highly strategic, step by step by step. Cannot screw this up. President Trump is doing it perfectly. I mean, precision, accuracy. And then it says who receives the money. And a little farther down, when the U.S. sends billions in aid and or climate and or et cetera, who or what entity audits, tracks, and to confirm intended recipients received. Of course, we already know this, that they send the money over and they make it, we could never audit it and find out where the, you know, the money went. But he's saying that how does GS, as in George Soros, fund the worldwide counter events? Who funds the worldwide leftist events? Of course, George Soros, American taxpayer, subsidizes, clearly. Define nuclear standoff. Very interesting words there. But a nuclear standoff where you've got two powerful forces that are fighting, pushing against each other and threatening the destruction of humanity. Really? Who benefits when you do this? And you're using this to foment fear in the populace. That's their leverage, is to foment all this fear so that we will loose our purse strings. We'll give them whatever money, say we've got to do it because of climate change, because of this nuclear holocaust, or whatever. What war, you name it. What do they have to do to get you to turn loose of your money? Okay. How do you squeeze, who benefits? How do you squeeze funds out of the United States? Threat to humanity, environment push, all these ways that they have used to steal money from us. That's what this is about. All right. So now this guy is gone. And so we're going to see what happens next. But that's what he said way back in April, after we finally got North Korea set free, then it was Iran is next, and now they're going to be, oh, I just cannot wait for the people there to be set free. Cannot even wait. I just watch and see what happens. Okay, so we're just more to come as the days go by on that. All right, but the other thing that's happening around the world is that the CIA agents are being arrested. Like, here's some in Congo. Oh my goodness, won't this be amazing, you guys? Wouldn't it be amazing when all these CIA agents are exposed and arrested all over the world? They're over there begging for their lives because they realize that the Congo is, they can do pretty much whatever they please. So, yeah, the Democratic Republic of Congo armed forces repelled an attempted coup d'etat involving Congolese and foreign fighters on Sunday morning, a DRC army spokesman said in a televised address. The army announced the arrest of these two guys. These two were arrested. They're over there begging for their lives. They've always thought they were the ones in control. No one could do anything about anything that they did. And now the tables are turning. It's very, very exciting. Very exciting. All these ones who've controlled, whether it's Iran or whatever country. Very, very exciting. So I want you to see that and just stay tuned to see the next steps. I think that's everything I wanted to talk about as far as Iran for today. Let's just watch and see what happens next. Okay. The next thing, this is so controversial. This is so controversial, but I know you guys are, okay, well, before I get to the real controversial thing, let's just talk about Ukraine, which is not as controversial. Ukraine is, they're begging for us to elect, us, the U.S., our government, not you and me, clearly, for the U.S. government to allow them to launch missiles into Russia. So what does that tell you? Nobody can go boo unless the U.S. cabal government says so. When they say asking the U.S., it's really the cabal. Okay, so they're asking for the permission to go and launch missiles into Russia, and they have no authority to do so at this time politically. And I'm like, oh, I've got to show you this other thing. Did you guys see the thing I just posted of that that Veritas just came out with? I don't know if I have a copy of it on here. No, I don't think I have it. Maybe I do. Okay, they just came out. Let me just try to say it quickly. That I better go get it because I don't want to screw it up. Let me see if I can get a copy of it. Let me see. Where did I say that? Sterling. Okay, his name is Sterling something or another. He is one of the deputy National Security Council advisor. He's a National Security Advisor. To be honest, I'm not terribly crazy about him. The fact that I don't know if he can speak the English language. It's just like, really? It's not that great of a speaker, but whatever. Sterling. Oh, don't tell me I don't have it. All right. Let me try it again. Sterling, I just posted this from Veritas. I'll read it to you. We can help you, Israel, in the way that we can, but you're not going to continue to lie, bomb, and kill all these kids without facing serious consequences. But that's a second-term decision. If Biden won again, he would be much more forthright about saying no to Israel. What do you think about that? They are having all these discussions and in the White House about what to do about Israel, because politically it is they don't know what to do. They're really in a mess because they can't come out against Israel. They did just say they're not going to send any more bombs to Israel. That just happened earlier this week. Biden said that. But the other thing is, if they come out and they try to do anything against Israel, the Jewish people will be up in arms. So they're really caught between a rock and a hard spot politically. And so they can't stop it. They can't stop what's going on. And so they have the vote, the youth vote is already all lost. They can't get the youth vote anymore. So that's huge. Okay, so let me try to get this again one more quick time, see if I can find what I need. Sterling, there we go. I'll try to see if I can get this in. Yeah, here it is. He's that policy advisor, the National Security Council in the White House. So that's what he's talking about. You're not going to, you know, they know. They know what they're doing against crimes against humanity, crimes against the law of war. And so they're really caught in a problem. They can't do anything until the next term. Okay. So let me see if he has some more things to say about that.
They have a long relationship with Israel. Because maybe didn't want to. Including before that, the Balfour Declaration,
even before that, with the Balfour Declaration, and that we have been supporting them. Listen.
Gave Israel its first start in 1984, we were, you know, involved in it.
Right. Does it have to do with it?
Yeah. So he's saying that, you know, we have been involved in it, and we're the ones who give them their power. And he says a little bit farther on, he says that basically they control the Democrats and the Republicans. You see, it's they're really caught in a very difficult position, which is the honest truth is they need to be stopped. And I'm going on ahead of myself. But anyway, I want you guys to see that. So definitely go on. I just posted it. It's on the social media. If you don't know where the social media is, go on to freedomforce.live and go to the social media right here. All these True Social, Telegram, Twitter, Getter. Okay, so if you go on, you'll just search the word, Sterling's not on there. Just type Biden National Security Council. C-O-U-N-C-I-L. And you can listen to that whole interview. It's on the Project Veritas. So you just search Project Veritas. Okay. So the other thing is, clearly, they can't say boo about what Israel does or what Ukraine does unless, you know, the U.S. government gives authority. They, for example, they can't arrest Netanyahu. You know, they've been calling for Netanyahu's arrest. But unless the American government gives them authority, they can't do anything because they have to have the military might of the United States behind it. We're really at that precipice, at that point where everything is just about to be exposed. The U.S. puppet Zelensky canceled all these elections in Ukraine indefinitely because of the war. Just like President Trump was just talking about, they canceled elections with Roosevelt. Remember that? And that he was in there basically four terms because they didn't have the elections. And now this has been canceled in Ukraine. And there's so many people who talk about that we're not going to have an election in come November. Who knows? Is the military operation going to happen before then or after that? We'll watch and see. Yeah. Given Trump's growing support and the lawfare against him failed, you know the Biden regime would love to try something similar to that to cancel elections. And then it'd have to be a military operation at that point. Watch and see. Watch and see. There's only a few chess moves left. What do y'all think about that? Isn't this crazy? We're living in the day. No doubt about it. All right, so I want to make sure that I can get back to where I can see your comments. Okay, there you are. Oh. Can you see me now? Can you see me? Uh-oh. Hopefully everything is... Give me the thumbs up if I'm working. I know I'm probably saying way too much. I probably am saying way too much. This is the other thing I want you guys to see. The international community is really not happy about what's going on in Gaza and that they have the Israeli soldiers and the police are tipping off the groups that attack the Gaza aid trucks. These trucks are coming in because you cannot starve out millions of people. You cannot bomb and starve children. This is what we're talking about here. This is all, you know, what that young man was talking about. You know, they're in a difficult position because they can't say no to this very powerful political group, but you can't allow them to continue. The youth, whatever, will not vote for them because if they continue to allow the murder of innocent civilians. And then this just came out that they're tipping off the groups. Oh, we're not attacking the trucks. We're not doing it. But they're tipping off the groups that are. They're paying people to steal the supplies that are meant for the innocent civilians. So this just came out today, just a few hours ago. This is clearly against the international law of war manual. They're not allowed to starve civilians, including children. So this is what's the truth is everybody knows the truth. So this is what Blinken was in Congress speaking, and this girl jumped up in the middle of the thing and starts screaming, Blinken is a war criminal. The blood of 40,000 people is on his hands. Check it out.
People's Republic of China.
And if anybody thinks that this is regular war, this is not. These people are defenseless. They have nothing. All they're doing is sitting ducks. They're in the world's largest open-air prison being bombed. And then what happens is, imagine if someone was just bombing your home and making sure that you and your people in your area didn't have food or water and you're being bombed. I mean, and you have nothing. You can't defend yourself. This is the situation that these people are in. This is why it's against a crime against humanity. It's a crime against the international law of war. And I'm sure you guys all know that. Thank you for the thumbs up, everybody. Yeah, you guys all know that. And so this is really important for us to share with people who are asleep, who don't know what's going on. You know, so many people are on TikTok. They're seeing it. They're seeing these children that are dead all over Gaza, and it's just horrifying. I've met people, they're just like, I'll never be the same. It's just so horrifying what's going on over there. It's not a typical war where both sides, it's a fair fight. It's not even begin to be a fair fight. And we know, I've told you many times, that Hamas is controlled by this elite group. So it's all to take their deed. So, oh, well, the house is gone, so we're going to just, legally, we're just going to take the deed and tear it up, and we're going to put it in our name. Literally, that's what happens. They take the land because they say there's no property on it anymore, so you've lost your property. You haven't paid the taxes on it. I mean, it's straight from the pits of hell. It really, really is. It's straight from the pits of hell. So yeah, and then this is what's going on. Okay, this is the international community. I can't say their word. Cour Pénal International, whatever. This man is explaining what they, you know, that Netanyahu must stop immediately the crimes against humanity, the crimes against children, and against innocent civilians. I wanted to play a bit of this, so you just like, that's not just Melly. It's. This is the international community saying we cannot allow the murder of innocent children. Check it out.
I can also confirm today that I have reasonable grounds to believe, on the basis of evidence collected and examined by my office, that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Minister of Defense Yoav Gallant bear criminal responsibility for the following international crimes committed on the territory of the State of Palestine from at least the 8th of October 2023. The crimes include starvation of civilians as a method of warfare, willfully causing great suffering, serious injury to body or health, or cruel treatment, willful killing or murder, and intentionally directing attacks against a civilian population, as well as crimes against humanity of extermination and or murder, persecution, and allegations of crimes of committing other inhuman acts. It's alleged that these crimes were committed in the context of the ongoing armed conflict and as part of a widespread and systematic attack against the civilian population of Gaza, pursuant to a state policy. Unfortunately, these crimes continue to this day. My office submits that these individuals, through a common plan, have systematically deprived the civilian population of Gaza of objects indispensable to human survival. We have reached that conclusion based upon interviews with survivors, many eyewitnesses, experts, from satellite imagery, statements from Israeli officials, including the two individuals subject to the present application, as well as based upon several hundred authenticated videos, photographs, and audio recordings, many of which were taken and shared by victims and eyewitnesses themselves. This systematic deprivation resulted from a decision to impose a total siege on Gaza by completely closing the three border crossing points, Rafah, Kerem Shalom, and Erez, for extended periods of time, and by arbitrarily restricting the transportation of essential supplies, including food and medicine, through the border crossings after they were reopened. The total siege, also involved cutting off cross-border water pipelines from Israel to Gaza, which is the principal source of clean water for the population in Gaza. It was cut off for prolonged periods beginning on the 9th of October 2023, and it was accompanied by the cutting off or hindering of electricity supplies to Gaza from the 8th of October 2023 until today.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine you guys being over there? If you haven't watched TikTok, you need to go and look at it for yourself. And if you haven't seen it, you need to see it. I'm warning you now, it's brutal. It's brutal. and it's clearly innocent children, intended targets, that they did not make, you know, oh, they're just, it was a casualty of war. No, this was intentional. When whole buildings are gone, and it was and they're just intentionally trying to harm children, and so they're calling on the international community to arrest Netanyahu for his responsibility in this. Okay, so I'm going to play you his video next.
After independent and objective analysis, that the threshold of realistic prospect of conviction has been met. My office is advancing multiple and interconnected additional lines of inquiry, including concerning reports of sexual violence during the 7th of October attacks in Israel and in relation to the large-scale bombing that has caused and continues to cause so many civilian deaths and injuries and so much suffering in Gaza. I renew my call for all parties to the current conflict to comply with these basic principles of law without any further delay. I also wish to emphasize that the principle of complementarity at the heart of the Rome Statute will continue to be assessed by my office as we take action in relation to the alleged crimes and alleged perpetrators, and as we move forward with other lines of inquiry. But complementarity requires us to defer to national authorities only when they sincerely engage in independent and impartial judicial processes that do not shield suspects from accountability and which are not a sham. It requires thorough investigations at all levels, addressing the policies and actions underlying.
So, this is where we are. That the U.S. government is rejecting any and all calls to arrest Netanyahu and those responsible for the killing. They are saying that everything that they're doing is fine. That they have the right to defend themselves. But again, I was going back to what they said on the Project Veritas. They know full well that what's being done is wrong. They know full well, but they politically aren't doing anything until after the election. That's what this guy, you know, said on to Project Veritas. So here is what Netanyahu said. He says, charging me for crimes in Gaza is like charging George Bush for 9/11. Well, like, okay, fine, do both. We'll charge you both. So check it out what he said.
He's creating a false symmetry between the democratically elected leaders of Israel and the terrorist chieftains. That's like saying after 9/11, well, I'm issuing arrest warrants for George Bush, but also for bin Laden. Or after, in World War II, well, I'm issuing arrest warrants for FDR, but also for Hitler. It's a hit job. It's not serious. He's out to defame Israel. And he's also pouring gasoline on the fires of anti-Semitism that are spreading around the world, because he is attacking the one and only Jewish state and trying to handcuff us, preventing us from exercising responsibly through the laws of war as we obey them and we are subordinate to them. He's saying we're not. He's creating false symmetry, false facts, and he's doing a grave injustice to the international court.
Okay, I want you to see that he's, of course, just like a genocidal, any other genocidal maniac, he is saying that they're following the law of war manual, and what clearly the international court is saying, no, that they are not. They are clearly not. Every bit of evidence that comes out of Gaza proves that they are not, since October 8th. At least. So this is what's happening. And just imagine, and has been going on since October, unabated. So this is where we are in humanity, in this war. We knew that Armageddon was going to be bad. We didn't know what it was going to look like. But this is a huge piece of it, because this is exposing who these people are. And I'll read to you from chapter 3, verse 9. I know all these things you do, and I have opened a door for you that no one can close. You have a little strength, yet you obeyed my word and did not deny me. Look, I will force those who belong to Satan's synagogue, those liars who say they are Jews but are not, to come and bow down at your feet. They will acknowledge that you are the ones I love. There are those who take the name of the Lord in vain. They've taken this name in vain. You can tell by their actions. They are not followers of God. They're followers of Satan, as it says clearly. They belong to the Satan's synagogue. This is what's going on. And unfortunately, the church is so brainwashed that they will support them no matter what. This is what is, they're such low information voters. They don't even care. Don't show me the facts. I don't even want to hear the facts. But the facts are very clear. Children, innocent children are being killed. And this is what people have to understand. That cannot happen. And someone who is doing that is clearly not someone who loves God. That's what people have to connect that dot. And forget what they hear on the news, because if they control the Congress, you know they control the news. We know that. We know that. All right, so I want you to see that also. All right. A couple of other things real quick in the news is that Trump says very likely, very talented Paxton could be the AG pick. How about that? Who would like that? Of course, I'm like, okay, that's great for our country, but we got to make sure that we get somebody good back in Texas, because Texas is he's the only one who's really been protecting Texas all this time. So, you know, that I think that would be great. Do you guys agree? Would that sound good to you guys? That sounds good to me. All right. And so for those of you who are new and you don't know, this is what we look at. We look at the current events in the light of God's word. And for example, the first book is like 100,000 people have gotten this book. Can you guys believe that? It's only $2, $2.99 on Amazon. So, and you can share it. You can go to it and you can actually just send someone a link to it. It's super easy. Just send, put the email addresses of whoever you'd like to send that book to, and then they can look at it for themselves in the privacy of their own home and, you know, just look at it. Look at it. It's really clear. I've put it all together. It's those of you who've read it, 100,000 have read it. Thank you so much. Don't forget to go and like it and put stars on it. You guys have gotten 3,400 have put stars on it. So thank you so much for doing that. But you know, when you read it, it's not written like for a brainiac. It's not written for someone who even knows the Bible. It's written for just to piece together. Clearly, this is what's happening. We're seeing happening before our eyes. And don't forget, this is the counting of the Omer. Today is the fourth day, I think, of the fourth week and the fifth day? Fifth day. I think today is the fifth day of the counting of the Omer. And remember, this is what the Lord promised. And one of the things that I didn't put in the book, I've kind of put it, but I'm getting more insight on it now, is that these Omer is a picture of the first resurrection. If you think of the first resurrection as in the first fruits in the harvest. And don't forget, I was just sharing this the other day, and I'm loving it. I hope that you are too. That the Lord handpicked one of the Omer, just like you do every day when you add to your bundle. And we've got, you know, this many in our bundle so far. There's going to be 50 before, and that's the day of Jubilee. This bundle, this Omer rather, was handpicked by the Lord, just like you were handpicked by Him for this great day. For this amazing job that the Lord has given you to do. Isn't that awesome? Doesn't that make you feel special? I want you to feel special. The Lord has chosen you. And this is, he says the first, Christ is the first fruits. And then those who are with Him at His coming. We are the first resurrection along with Him. The first resurrection of humanity. How about that? So I want you to really be encouraged whenever you look at your bundle or the bundles that I put a picture of it every day on the social media. I want you to remember that you are one of those that the Lord chose. And He says there's huge blessings for those who are part of this first resurrection. He says they will rule and reign with Him and have authority to judge. They will have authority to judge. And don't just think in a courthouse, because yes, we need righteousness in courthouse, because clearly we see with what's happening to President Trump, our court system is a mess. But judgment in the sense of whatever the Lord has called you to do, I want you to really lay hold of that you have special gifts and talents that the Lord has equipped you with. and that he is going to put you in these positions. And you just be praying about what, Lord, do you want me to do? And use these gifts that you've given to me to do in helping this world to be filled with the knowledge of the Lord. It says that the Bible says that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea, and that you were selected. It says, and it even says in Revelation 20, y'all go read it for yourself. I've read it to you many times. It says that over them death has no power, but they will rule and reign with him for 1,000 years. This is why I talk so much about us having health. And I just really encourage you to ask the Lord what to do to maintain your health, because we're under an attack on the daily. And, you know, just ask him what to do. I have tons of resources over here on my website, Freedom Force, and then all these about the antioxidants, about CBD, about the Pure Body Extra, the zeolite that goes, and even remember I posted this morning about the nanoplastics? This can even get the nanoplastics out of your body. Everybody has nanoplastics, they said. Everybody. And so these can help. And also the one that's on the $5 one, I think I shared this with you guys the other day. Just type Fulvic, F-U-L-V-I-C, Fulvic. Where did I put that? Anyway, wherever. The point is, this fulvic acid is like dirt to make a plant all lush and green. And it's like dirt for your body. And this one that's on right now for $5, it includes the zeolite to purge out all the bad stuff and only have the good stuff in your body. This is what we're headed towards, so that we can have 1,000 years of peace on earth. That we'll have, our bodies will begin to extend, our lives will begin to extend, this is in the book of Jasher, until we reach 1,000 years. It says in Isaiah 65, we'll live as long as trees. So, you know, take care of your body. Don't let anything go into your body that's not really good, okay? And if you have, which we all have, there's breathing the air and the water and all this, you know, cleanse your water. I talk about that on this one right here, the Melly's Health Links. I talk about cleansing your water and about you know, detoxing. All these are on here. Got, and also, one of the things that I've been really thinking about and helping someone with lately is the amino acids and the serotonin and the CBD oils and the olive oils to help your body, your nerves to work properly. And your brain is encased in basically good oils. And if you're eating all these bad oils, these vegetable oils, these canola oils, that is not what your brain was intended to, the nerves are not supposed to work on that. That is not what you need to have your brain work properly and to heal properly and to send the right signals. A lot of people are depressed. A lot of people are anxious. A lot of people have bipolar symptoms because they have these wrong oils. And like I said, this is where the CBD oil, this, it helps to restore your nerves so that they send the proper signals. So it's like this one right here. Here's the green smoothies. I do that every day. I put all kinds of, I just throw all kinds of good stuff in it. Here's a video of all the things that I put in mine. And I put a protein powder in it also. I just make sure I give my body the best fighting chance it has. And I really do think I'm getting younger. I think I'm getting stronger. And I'm learning how to fuel my body so that we can, our lives can begin to extend. And we're going to get more and more puzzle pieces. But here's a start. All right, one other quick thing before we go. There's the Q streaming. If you guys are getting Q streaming, if you want to do that, we're saving over $1,000 a year using the Q streaming. And here is the link to it. But someone told me yesterday, they said that they were having a hard time getting it, you know, installed. I said, just call this number right here on freedomforce.live/Q, C-U-E, freedomforce.live/C-U-E. And there's an 800 number. Just call the 800 number and they'll walk you through it. Literally 5 minutes and she was done. She got it all, whatever she was doing wrong, they walked her through it and she's all good now. So anyway, the 800 number is 855-569-1891, okay? 855-569-1891. So don't worry, don't stress yourself out. They will walk you through it, 1, 2, 3, and be done. But the website is freedomforce.myqstreaming.com and 1,000 channels so that you can find some good things. One America News is on there. They've been kicked off of so many things, but they are on Q Streaming. So I'm so happy to have them on there. Okay, my time is running out. Go and check this video out today, you guys. I am loving this so much. I can't even tell you. This was one I shared last night. If you haven't seen this, you've got to go and see it. This was where Jesus cured this blind woman and her friend. Oh my goodness, I was just laughing with glee, just giddy like a schoolgirl. It was so wonderful. This thing is so filled with joy. You're going to love it. You will love it. Thank you, Winged Infinity. I feel great too. I really do. I feel great. I can do mountain climbers and burpees, and I'm just getting stronger every day. Every day, but I'm making sure to fuel my body. Please, I love y'all. Please fuel your body. Fuel your body with good things, okay? Detox. Detox. Make sure every day. We are under attack, you guys. Detox. I want you to get every research and pray. Lord, just what do I put in my body? Okay. Thank you so much. I love you guys too. So you're so sweet to say that. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much for your promises that are yea and amen, that you have promised that you would set us free. And we didn't understand. We didn't get it. We didn't understand who our enemy was right under our noses. And they have controlled the government, Lord. They've controlled the media, and they've just been pummeling us with lies. But you are better. You're stronger than any lies. You speak to our hearts and help us to piece this together. Thank you, Lord, that you selected us like the Omer, and you said it's time to wake up. Each one of us here remembers the day when you told us it's time to wake up, and we did. We heard your voice. We heard your voice, as it says in John 10, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. I love that, Lord. We heard your voice. We continue to hear your voice. Guide us, Lord, on how we can protect our bodies and how to protect our health, how we can be a part of what you're doing and to guide, to help others to wake up. Lord, speak so loud and clear that it overcomes the lies in the media, and just help us to help one other person each day. Share this wherever we can on social media. Guide us on what to type, what to search, on all of it. And we know you have. We know you will. And I just pray you protect all of our Freedom Force Battalion against any weapon that is formed against them. And we thank you so much for our president. Thank you so much for President Trump, who loves us and is fighting so hard for us on the daily. Thank you for him. And for guiding us into this 1,000 years of peace on earth. What an honor. And that, Lord, we are ready. We are ready. If you want us to rule and reign with you, we are ready. We're at your command, at your disposal, any time. Right, everybody? Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We lift up our hearts, all of us, together to honor you and worship you, because you are the King of the world. Because of what you did on the cross, Lord Jesus, this is why we have this bright, amazing future. And your promises never fail. They're new every morning, and you never fail in keeping your word. And sometimes we have to wait. But if it tarries, wait for it, for it will surely come. It will not be delayed. It will be according to your exact perfect timing. We trust you. We praise you. We love you, and we pray all this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. It's time to go again. How does it go so fast? Always. Always. Anyway, I love you guys. I got to get out of here. I got to go. But yeah, Duncan too. Sorry, we're just about to finish. But I'm glad you got here just in the nick of time to say hey. And we'll just go and watch the whole thing. It'll be on there so you can watch it. And I will talk to you later.